This is a London Undone podcast. My name is Catherine Cartwright. These podcasts give you an audible insight into some curious places around London. This series focuses on the historic and at times peculiar City of London churches, their histories, features, associations, and their spiritual lives. The Church of St Anne and St Agnes is a stone's throw from St Botolph Aldersgate, where we were last week, which highlights the very close distances between the city churches. But yet they couldn't be more different from each other. Here I spoke to church watcher Judy Guy Briscoe, and from the organisations who use the church, Jan Carillis and Harry Bennett.
It's called St Anne and St Agnes, and it's the only church in the city with a double dedication. And it's called St Anne. St Anne was the mother of Mary, and St Agnes was one of the youngest ever Christian martyrs, and she was stoned at 13 because she refused to marry. But she is the patron saint of chastity, gardeners, girls, engaged couples, rape survivors, virgins, and the Children of Mary, which is a Catholic group that I've never heard of. So it's rather, the double dedication dates back to 1460, and before that there was some confusion. Right. And it was either called St Anne or St Agnes.
And so there must have been a church on this site from that time, if not before.
Yeah, 1137. There's parish records there was a church on this site.
But this particular church isn't that old.
No, this is a Wren church.
And how, from the outside, can you describe it a bit to me? It's, in my view, it's quite different from the others.
It's in the form of a cross, the shape. The cross shape was based on the Greek cross, and there's a vaulted square in the middle, which is absolutely gorgeous. Fabulous acoustics. And it's brick outside.
Yeah, which is unusual. It's a red brick,
isn't
it? Yeah,
and some of that brick is original. Wren was great at reusing, and he reused a lot of the stone and the bricks. And sometimes in some churches there's a wall that wasn't destroyed, and they kept the wall and built the church around that wall. So the red brick here, it's some of the stonework is 14th century.
Interesting.
The steeple, which is topped by a weatherboard turret, is the weather vane, and is in the shape of A, the letter A,
for Anne or Agnes. Do we know the date of the rebuilding of this one?
It rebuilt from 1676 to 1687, and it did cost £2,448 to rebuild. Right, so it's furnished in the usual city fashion, which means that they've grabbed furniture from churches that are closing or churches that have been demolished for roads. Right. So the pulpit is quite spectacular, a low pulpit over there, and that's got panels from St Augustine Watling Street that was destroyed in the World War II, apart from the tower. We've still got the tower for St Augustine. And the south door case is from Dunster Castle in Somerset. So that's the door case over there.
So that's from an entirely different church, from
Dunster Castle. Yeah. But the carved angel that you can just see at the top is from St Mildred Bread Street.
Right, another disappeared church.
Right, so the west door case over there has got a very tiny Father Time, complete with sickle and an hourglass. Can you see on the door there? Also from St Mildred Bread Street.
It has very simple chandeliers, which may or may not be original, I don't know, but they look very much like other Wren Church chandeliers.
They do.
They're simple. Brass, I guess. And then at the back there's a royal crest.
It's the royal crest there at the back. The royal arms are Charles II up there, but they're from St Mary's Whitechapel.
So from an entirely different church, which isn't there either anymore. So lots of little different features from what other churches.
But it's also the home of VCM, which is a musical charity. And the charity, their function, they go into schools, say, for 8 weeks, and they work with the children, and then the children come here and do a concert.
How
and perform, because of music education is in a dreadful state in schools. There's no longer anyone who can play the piano as the kids go into assembly. So some music education has to be sort of a bolt on.
So what does VCM stand for?
Okay, bit of a mouthful. It's Voces Cantabiles Music.
And that's a charity. And it's based in St Anne and St Agnes. How long have you been based here in this building?
Since 2013. The Bishop of London asked us, if you like, to come into the church to really, I guess, to help with serving the community. This church is a big community centre, and in fact we have all sorts of things going on. So we have Monday through Thursday, there's people in the building in the evenings rehearsing. We have yoga groups and Toastmasters, all sorts of things. But we're hoping to really build on that, so that because our three kind of spheres of activity are performance, education and community. And it's my absolute task to wish to really make this a proper community space. So I want to encourage, you know, artists, photographers, all sorts of different people to be using this fabulous space, because it's just so beautiful here. And we're passionate about engaging young people in the arts and culture, but particularly singing. We have two professional ensembles here, Voces 8 and Apollo 5, who are superb, as you probably would have heard this morning. We probably reach around about 40,000 people across the world every year, and we have about 5,000 to 6,000 children in this centre, from mainly disadvantaged schools in the surrounding area, Tower Hamlets, Hackney, Newham. And we just bring music into their lives, particularly, as I say, singing doesn't cost too much, you know, you can bring your voice with you.
So today we had a workshop with two schools that Apollo 5 have been working with, both in Tower Hamlets. They've had, I think, 3 or 4 visits each, and we've taught them a few songs, and today they get to perform those songs to each other and to the parents and helpers that have come along.
More importantly, is when they can compose themselves. They come up with creative responses themselves. There's nothing more wonderful than seeing children be creative.
So Apollo 5, who are leading this particular class, when did you get involved with the VCM?
So Apollo 5 were formed in 2010. Voces 8 had been going for quite a few years, and they were getting to the point where there was too much work for them to do all by themselves, so they thought, why don't we create another group that can continue all the hard work that we're doing, and we can reach even more students all across the world. So they got some people in touch with each other that wanted to do something similar to Voces 8, that's where we came in, and Apollo 5 was born.
Thinking about your name, Apollo 5, this is a space type theme, wasn't
it?
The theme of this project is Moon and Stars.
What's it like to perform in this building?
This building it's a really nice one to sing in. It can also be a little bit deceptive as well. So you can have a gorgeous ensemble singing in there, and they sound absolutely fantastic because the acoustic is a very generous one.
You can even sing. I sound good with this acoustic, and I don't sing.
If you're more of a shower singer, then you sound like a superstar in here, which is great. That also can come with its setbacks as well. You don't always hear the absolute intricacies of what you want to be tackling while singing in the main acoustic. Sometimes, well, most of the time, you do resort to rehearsing in this room. This is just the vestry in here, and as you can hear, the acoustic is fairly dead. So that enables you to hear more of those little details that you want to get right in a rehearsal.
Services ever held? Yes, we occasionally have an evensong.
Okay.
And although no regular Sunday services, the church is often open for visitors, and there are 6 to 8 services a year here, taking the form of sung evensong. It's a chapel of ease to St. Vaida's Church.
So it's a parish church, I guess, or is it? Well,
it's sort of an outreach of, to the parish church. Right. It's, you know, it's an addition.
It's an addition to that parish. Yes. When it's open for visitors, when the church watchers are here, who do you find comes in? And
well, look, it tends to be the more dedicated church visitor, because they have to look on the website, because we're only open once a month.
Yeah.
We're open on the first Wednesday of the month. We opened one day, everyone had forgotten we were coming on the 2nd of January, but someone came and said, oh, I've been planning on coming here for 3 months. And we thought, actually, it's just worth being here.
Yeah. Oh,
if that's the case.
Yeah.
But I think the charity certainly have renovated, so it's in lovely condition. Beautiful Wren clear glass windows, no stained glass, I love it.
And the windows are on three sides.
Yeah.
What's your favourite thing about the church?
I think it's the windows, because I just love, they're big, they're beautifully symmetrical.
Yeah.
I mean, I like looking outside the church, because outside of the church you look through trees. And they think it was modelled on a church in the Netherlands. You look through the garden and look at the red brick, and it's sort of a bit of a Dutch feel.
It does, to definitely, it. Definitely.
And you know, it's a very small church compared to some churches.
You're totally right, because it's hidden behind all of the trees that you can't really see the church clearly from Gresham Street. You'd have to find it. How would you describe the atmosphere or the feeling of this church?
I would say that there's definitely a very calming atmosphere. As soon as you step in here, it's not just the sound of the place, it's the lighting of it as well. It's generously lit, window-lit spaces, incredibly lofty space. It just makes you feel calm and serene.